A big day for the future of the Army as the president, as President Barack Obama nominates Republican Congressman John McHugh to be the service's next secretary. McHugh is also the ranking member on the House and Armed Services Committee. The president is looking to McHugh to lead reforms at the Army, and joining us, and here's what the president had to say.
John knows that we must reform the way the Pentagon and the Army does business. Along with Senators Carl Levin and John McCain and Representative Ike Skelton, he played a leading role in passing the landmark Weapons System Acquisitions Reform Act, which I signed into law 2 weeks ago. As Secretary, he will help lead our efforts to save taxpayers billions of dollars and equip our soldiers with the weapons they need on time and on budget.
Joining us now to talk more about this, NBC News Pentagon correspondent Jim Miklaszewski. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure, Amy. Chris, how are you?
We're great. Thanks. Good. I find it interesting, another Republican nominated in another DOD position. What do Pentagon insiders think of this?
Well, you know, it is interesting. The rank and file, despite his position on the House Armed Services Committee, the Army rank and file John who? And we're then scrambling to Google and Wikipedia to figure out who their new boss is going to be. This is clearly a political move by President Obama, and it's being portrayed that way to sideline yet another Republican. And, you know, and it's interesting that they're choosing a Republican representative, a congressman out of New York, this John McHugh, and he's replacing a Democrat, Pete Guerin, who's currently in that position, a holdover from the previous administration. But Guerin had said, look, I'll jump through all the hoops and sign everything I need to sign to stay on, because he was really getting into the job, quite frankly. But in the end, the service secretaries really don't have much of a role in terms of policy. The kind of role they used to have here at the Pentagon, they're pretty much administrators. The last time we really heard about service secretaries here in the Pentagon is when Gates fired the former Army Secretary and the former Air Force Secretary.
Right.
And so you just don't hear about them much anymore. So this appears to be more of a political move strategically than a tactful move militarily.
Well, the Army faces so many challenges. I mean, the workforce, how many people you actually have in the Army, how you fight a modern day war. There are all sorts of challenges for facing the Army, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. But if you look at who's taking the leadership in all that, it's Secretary Gates. Secretary Gates put together a budget, for example, that sidelined many of the most ambitious projects from each of the services, so that they could concentrate more heavily on the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So ultimately, it's Secretary Gates, the Defense Secretary, that is making many of those critical decisions. Now, down underneath the radar, the service secretaries, like the Army Secretary, of course, are making decisions nibbling around the edges of the larger picture or strategy that the Pentagon itself is putting together.
Now, of course, one of the large issues is the area of contracting and contracting reform. Is McHugh going to be able to take that off of the secretary's plate?
Quite frankly, I don't know what McHugh's agenda will be when he gets here. I just don't know that much about his personal background in terms of how he's dealt with the individual services, particularly the Army. But I suspect that there probably won't be much daylight between McHugh and the Pentagon leadership when he comes in.
We want to touch base with you a little bit, shifting around about Afghanistan, because the Army Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal was up on Capitol Hill today to talk about what he plans to do to turn around the war in Afghanistan. What's your sense? What did you hear?
Well, you know, he was pretty matter-of-fact about it, blunt and pragmatic. You know, he was asked by Senator Lieberman if he thinks Afghanistan is winnable, and he said it is winnable, but not easily winnable. In fact, he laid out some pretty daunting challenges that lie ahead for the U.S. and NATO forces, NATO forces in parentheses, because they quite frankly haven't contributed the number of forces that certainly Secretary Gates thinks are needed and would like to see there in Afghanistan. But the biggest, one of the biggest reasons that McChrystal was picked because of his his expertise in counterinsurgency and also in special operations in terms of cleaning much of Al-Qaeda organization out of Iraq. The same kind of tactics and strategy that's going to be needed in Afghanistan. But even McChrystal, as positive and forceful a presence that he is, acknowledged that, you know, this is going to take some time. When asked how long it would take American forces in Afghanistan to achieve a goal of establishing security, providing a viable central government, and you know, a way of living for the Afghan people, he said he wouldn't even know if they're making progress until about 18 to 24 months once his boots are on the ground there. And the betting here is at the Pentagon is it's going to take at least 5 years to get the Afghan security forces up to speed. And then Senator Jim Webb sort of hit the nail on the head when he was questioning McChrystal today, when he said, yeah, it's all well and good that the goal is to create an army of 134,000 Afghan soldiers and a police force of 80,000 Afghan officers. But he said that is many times larger than any kind of central security force that Afghanistan has had in its entire history, a country that was ruled primarily by competing warlords for centuries. So Webb was sort of, and McKiernan really didn't have a response to that, except that McKiernan is convinced that with the additional U.S. forces that are going to go into Afghanistan in the short term, and he acknowledged that he may need additional forces after that, but wouldn't know for some time, to try to establish security for the people. That has to be the number one goal. And then, once you get there, then you start working on a government, and you start working on a living for these, on a way for these people, particularly in the remote regions, to make a living outside of growing poppies. And all of that is going to take a huge, multi-dimensional effort on the part of the military, civilian, NATO, and international presence and contribution, which is well down the road.